every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we'll ask a trivia question, kind of talking miscellaneous trivia here. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about in the next segment. Russ, why don't you tell us what's on your mind that we're going to be talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you guys hear about the TKO announcement that the people that own the WWE made a statement about the fact that Vince McMahon was too nice to families and he priced the WWE too cheaply compared to UFC tickets. So they said, you know, what a lot of people thought was the quiet part out loud, that they want to charge more for tickets to go see the WWE because Vince was too nice to families and it needs to be a more expensive product than what they're currently charging. That was all combined with the fact that that WrestleMania for the first time is going to be held in Saudi Arabia in 2027. And they're looking to sell packages for $70,000 to go see WrestleMania.
What is it? What is that include?
That includes a laminated pass. You get a laminated ticket.
Airfare and hotel and everything.
But
probably is for $70,000. I guess you know they should build a bridge from Saudi Arabia to your house for $70,000.
Well, no, and piggybacking on Russell saying, you know, what was it, the WWE Super, what's their big Super Bowl called?
WrestleMania.
Yeah. So they had it in New Orleans, and my nephew and his mom and husband, they had like basically front row seats. They actually got to keep a souvenir seat with graphics on it and take the seats home.
Oh, wow. Okay, guys, let's cut to our first break. When we come back, we'll continue on. Don't miss that dial audience. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. We were starting to talk a little WrestleMania thing. So, Russ, how much were the tickets before this Vince being two nights a guy?
I think $11,000. But I do want to point out that I myself saw WrestleMania 2 in person, and the tickets were $15.
Wait a minute, and they're getting $11,000.
Yeah, but they want $70,000 for 2027.
So you're in the complete section.
Yeah, your pals better, the ones that went to the one in New Orleans, better live it up, because that's probably the last time they're ever going to go to a WrestleMania. In fact, that's probably going to be the last time someone who isn't the freaking royal family from Saudi Arabia is going to see a WrestleMania.
That was my nephew, by the way, and he got to keep that.
Yeah, well.
They got to keep the seats as souvenirs. They were padded seats. They were top one, two rows near the ring, and paid a lot of money. But the seats were, the wrestlers, the graphics on there, really cool. I mean, talk about a souvenir. If you get that thing signed, that's kind of a rare item.
So where did you, Russell, sure, how much are nosebleed tickets? They're not $11,000. They can't be.
Especially when they hit the secondary market, I could be in the couple thousand range.
But how many people? Yeah. How many people can attend WrestleMania generally?
More. Depends well, especially you, now. Well, that's another thing. Unlike the Super Bowl, WrestleMania is two full days. So you can go to one day, 2 day, or both days. The venues are, as big a stadium as you can find. They pack out. Last time it was the Raiders arena, in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, now you're talking 40,000-50,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah. And a good number of those seats are obstructed. You get, people are sitting behind speakers and winding up sitting and watching the whole match on their phone because they can't see anything in front of them.
Man, there's something wrong about that.
And the fact that TKO is saying we're not making enough money. I've never seen a company that's making as much money as TKO look people right in the face and say, we're not making enough money off of you. We need to make more.
It's just all supply and demand. I mean, if they can get a lot more people who are going to pay $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, they'll just keep raising the prices.
Every goose has its killing point. Every goose.
Exactly. That's a good point.
There isn't a goose that's so golden that you can't possibly raise the price too much that people will react to it and say, that's enough. I've had enough. And the reaction from the online wrestling community as a whole is absolute disgust. And most people are saying, I can't believe that TKO found a way to make Vince McMahon look like a good guy.
You know, it's funny. It reminds me of years ago when we were doing the show and LeBron went to the Lakers, and we were talking about, well, what's that going to do to the ticket prices? And in one respect, you say, well, automatically, oh, the ticket prices for the watching them will go up. But like you said, every goose has its killing point. You know, you can't charge $1 million a seat. Otherwise, you're just not going to fill the stadium. You know, that's kind of ridiculous. But let's say charging, you know, $75,000 for a ticket, you know, you're only going to get a few people to actually go. Right.
But that's what TKO is saying. They're saying we'd rather sell one ticket for $1 million than we would 100,000 tickets for $10.
Well,
that's what's going on right now.
Well, then time out. Then you take away the allure and the luster of having live, you know, a huge massive crowd that makes noise. And if you don't have that crowd, I'm sorry, I don't want to watch a boring one, you know, one person, you know, fan in a stadium. Yeah. Come on, that's ridiculous.
Oh, do they have it on
the Saudis don't mind it. The Saudis don't seem to mind it.
Come on, you're not even talking realistic now.
I mean, yeah, but the Saudis aren't realistic.
Are they going to do pay per view?
Yeah, and that there's already these huge contracts for networks that have already signed up to pay the WWE and TKO billions of dollars, that even if they don't sell a single ticket, they've made tons of money right up front. So there's no real incentive to sell tickets.
I gotta hand it to the wrestling community from the standpoint, I mean the wrestlers, because the talent obviously is good enough to command that kind of money, right? You know, it's unfortunately the WNBA hasn't quite gotten there for their sport. You know, they gotten better, but for whatever reason.
But maybe, you know, it's good they don't, because what my point is going to be this is that taking a family out to a wrestling event used to be something that you could do because it was affordable. Now it's not. Now it's become like a Super Bowl ticket. Now it's become like these, you know, going to Wimbledon or.
Yeah. But how clean are they? I've never actually been to a wrestling match. How clean are they? You know, like real family entertainment. Go ahead, Mike.
I've covered wrestling matches, and I got to be quite honest, I was rather shocked. I could not believe how staged it was, how, for lack of a better term, fake. But great acting. I'm not saying they're not good
but
athletes.
People are.
I'm not saying they're not good athletes, but I humbly do believe that wrestling is in many respects a cult following. It is not. I mean, it is mainstream, but it's not mainstream. I mean, yeah, TNT will show it. Other networks will show it, but it's not like the NFL. It's not like the NBA. It's just, I mean, I respect them. And I know Russell has a lot of heart and soul in this sport. I respect him. But as far as being a mainstream sport and truly galvanizing people, no, it doesn't.
But you know what, though? It doesn't matter. There was a time not too long ago where Staples Center was sold out for people watching other people play video games. And they sold it out.
I get it. But again, that's a unique, almost cult following again.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
mainstream.
No, not true. But, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, right? It's supply, demand, whatever the audience wants. You know, fortunately.
You're talking about a small group of. Staples Center plays, it's what, 18, 20,000? Okay, I mean, that's great. But that's it. And unless you tell
me. But wrestling has become a major part of ESPN programming.
Yeah.
It's a major part of Netflix's programming. So it's not just like on the periphery anymore. It has got the kind of ratings that, you know, NASCAR wishes it got, that's kind of ratings even the NBA kind of wishes it got. So,
well, they don't have it. I mean, how often do they do the matches?
Now it's every month. Now there's, you know, big pay-per-view stuff happening. Sure. Like, you know, especially it's not just the WWE, but there are other fans.
NBA is like, you know, a game every day or every other day type of thing, you know, and like football's once a week for the most part. But I mean, it's amazing how far it's come compared to like when I was a kid. We was just Saturday morning watching wrestling. And that was it.
Yeah.
Some people wish it would go back.
Yeah. Hey, all right, guys. We're going to go to our first. Go ahead, Mike, real quick before we go to
You know, listen, besides wrestling, and like I said, wrestling to me is just like a periphery sport. It's all fine and dandy, but we got to talk football. And if college football. And do you know already there is the first coaching casualty? And I want to, definitely want to talk about that because that's huge. And I want to tease the good people who are listening because this program is an absolute freaking joke.
Okay.
A joke.
All right. We'll come back to, when we come back to the next segment. All right.
Trivia question.
Here's our trivia question. Which is the largest joint in the human body? All right. Which is the largest joint in the human body?
That's our trivia question.
Don't smoke on this one. Okay. Email Edward at sportsecom101.com. The answer to that question, which is the largest joint in the human body? Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101 one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. Our first trivia question, which is the largest joint in the human body? Anybody?
Russell get this. He's pretty good at this stuff. Largest
joint. I was going to say the one that Cheech and Chong roll up.
Yeah, I just said that one, Russell. You can't steal my material.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I would say The knee?
That is correct.
Really? I was going to do something else.
All right, Russell, one for one. All right. Let's talk a little football. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, no. You want to talk? Is it okay to talk college? We have to go NFL first.
No, that's fine. College football.
Hey, I got a little fired up talking about this, in fact, in the Chiefs. I didn't tell you what happened. I just said, listen, there's a casualty. And you know who that casualty is? Let me just say this. They have a famous song. It's called The Sons of Westwood, California. The UCLA.
Yeah, my brother went to UCLA.
Well,
yeah, my brother went to UCLA. It's not too pleased.
That is an awful, awful football program, and it's been that way for years. They just fired DeShaun Foster, who went 0-3. Listen to this. Not only did he go 0-3, he lost his first game, got crushed by They lost to UNLV. They lost to Utah. They got crushed. And their last loss was against New Mexico. And they said, enough. And they fired Foster, who was a player at UCLA and a longtime coach, by the way. But it just kind of tells you the state of the state with UCLA football. They haven't been, you know, right now they do not even belong in the Big Ten. They're a bad program. And I don't know what they're going to do to rejuvenate that thing, because – first of all, you're in a major metropolitan like USC. You'd think you'd want to go there. Top players. NIL money should not be a big deal. It should be, in fact, enhanced because you are in Hollywood, essentially. And it's just really bad news. I don't know your thoughts, but interesting because, you know, there's also a new top 25. But UCLA is in a big whirlwind of hurt.
So question for you. How much of their losses really had to do with the coaching versus just the players not being good enough?
Well, I mean, you can say that about any team, Edward, because ultimately, sure, every team, it's a player's game. Yeah. But you're still responsible recruiting. And if you don't get in the horses, you're not gonna have a good team. And right now, He was only there 2 years. He was 5-10 in his short tenure. And again, it really started out bad. It lost 43-10 at Utah, and then it just went downhill from there. But you kind of feel sorry for him, you know. I don't mind UCLA. When they're good, it's good for football. It's good for the West Coast. But West Coast football,
get the recruits. I mean, you know, you're getting guys who are really good going to Georgia, Alabama, et cetera. Except for the fact that the weather's good and the school's beautiful.
But for a
real football player, though, why would you want to go to UCLA?
Yeah, Mike, well, I do have a question for you. When was the last time since Troy Aikman was quarterback of UCLA that UCLA has put forward a really good football team?
Great question. It's a great question. And, wow. Well, certainly they've had – some teams, I think, that have made it to the Rose Bowl. I'm trying to think of some of their.
Yeah, what does the Rose Bowl mean anymore? What does the Rose Bowl mean?
I understand that, but if you're about tradition, I mean, at one point it was the pinnacle as far as I was concerned.
Especially, it's not anymore.
Well, regardless, you can't debate. Hey, you can't say
since the BCS was instituted, UCLA hasn't contended for. It hasn't not only just. not contended. They probably haven't even had a 500 season since the BCS has come into play.
Bowl games go nowadays. These players don't even play because they don't want to get hurt.
Well, now you're opening a whole can of worms.
That used to never happen. I mean, you always, were excited to play. Well, not me personally, but you know what I mean? It's like you always had your college players play in the bowl games. And then suddenly it's like, what do you mean your top players?
Well, a couple players got hurt. A couple players, I forgot who they were, but a couple players got hurt right in their bowl games, and it knocked their draft status completely down because they were injured. And they probably cost them millions of dollars.
Right. I mean, you got the opportunity to make some big money right out of college. You don't want to do anything to. It's so funny. I mean, this is on a really, 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 really small scale. But I remember the night before a bowling tournament, I wouldn't do anything because I didn't want to risk hurting my hand, my knee, my whatever. So I literally just sat home, watched TV, did my homework, and then that was
for $0 and 0 cents.
Yeah. Well,
That was for a $200 bowling trophy or a pizza or something like that.
The tournament I won back in 1980, I won $800. That was a lot of money back then. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, look at also some other college football stuff. We'll get to the NFL, but you got teams like Oregon, Georgia, and Clemson who failed to cover the spreads this week. Georgia won in overtime against Tennessee. That was a great game. Interestingly enough, the Big 12 is kind of up on the rise. I'm talking about there's some new teams. You got Utah, Arizona, which is in the West, UCF, Central Florida, and Houston. They are all 11-0 in their new conference right now against non-conference opponents and other teams they finished. But that's pretty impressive. The new top 25 is out. What I noticed, I apologize to our listeners, but we have three teams in the West that are in the top 25. And USC is number 25, Utah is number 11, and Oregon's like number 4. So, I mean,
Cal is 25.
That's fine and dandy. Here's the deal, though, Russell. I don't know if you watch a lot of college football or are a Cal fan. Cal typically will start off an end roll, say, indeed they do. Cal has been, we're like, oh my gosh, we're 6-0, we're 7-0. You know what happens after that 6-0? They collapse, they lose every game. And that's happened more times than I can shake a stick. Literally.
Why is that? Why do they keep, is it because they're getting a harder schedule?
No, I mean, look, I remember UCLA and Cal were undefeated, and there was like, oh, this is Cal's year, this is it, and we were pumped up. I think UCLA came in there and beat them like 63-7 or 10. It was a joke. Of course, that's when UCLA was good. USC, same deal. They were always, but yeah, look, it's really exciting for Cal to actually be where they are. They beat Minnesota. Stanford finally won a game, but the national picture is what people really care about, and top 20, the top 10 is, Ohio State 1, Penn State 2, LSU 3, Miami 4, Georgia 5, Oregon 6, Florida State 7, Texas is number 8, Illinois is number 9, and Texas A&M, which I can't stand. They just beat my Notre Dame Fighting Irish. The Irish have now lost 2 in a row. It's a weird season, man. It's going to be interesting. I didn't talk to you guys last week, but I don't know if you got, Florida State beat Alabama, they were already calling for that coach DeBoer. They were always saying, got to get rid of this guy, in his second year from Washington. So, he's a West Coast guy. He's a scheme guy. He doesn't really know how to coach. So it's such a finicky, college football brings up. Are very finicky, and it is what it is. But it's going to be a fun year. We'll see. I understand. Also, what did I see? Something about I can't stand this guy either. Brian Kelly at LSU had to apologize for excoriating a reporter. And have you ever seen that guy do an interview? Either he's super nice or he's just a complete, jackass. Yeah. boy, he's a piece of work, that one.
Huh.
But
all right, well, take, we got a couple of minutes here. Let's start moving on to pro football. So Brock Purdy gets hurt, and new guy comes in. Actually, no, he's not new because he used to play with New England. And he kind of, you know, he did start off a little rough, but got a win for the 49ers.
2025 will be known as the year of the turf toe, by the way.
Yeah.
As it cost Burroughs probably most of his season. And the same with Cincinnati.
So are they going to start bringing back not artificial turf, but regular, natural?
I don't know. Maybe they need to redesign the you don't get your toe tweaked so badly. You know? Maybe there's something to be done with that. Or
maybe do the artificial turf in such a way that it gets a little, you know, a little bit better. Tell you what, let's go to our second trivia question here. What country consumes the most chocolate per capita? What country consumes the most chocolate per capita? And silly joke of the week. So last night I drank a bottle of invisible ink. I was at the hospital waiting for hours to be seen. Oh, come on. That was funny. Yeah, that was a good one.
I liked it. It was cute.
You're using up your dad joke privilege.
Hey, I'm controlling the clock, so I get to tell those dad jokes. And if you have a dad joke, either one of you guys, that's clean. I don't want to be disowned. You don't want to be disowned? Yeah. I know. My daughter, it's funny. She used to tease me that she didn't like them, but then now she actually likes when I do it. All right. So again, trivia question number two. What country consumes the most chocolate per capita? All right. Stay with us. Don't dial. We are going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Extreme heat is a leading cause of weather-related deaths in the United States. With summer here, the American Red Cross is urging you to take action to protect yourself and loved ones. Stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water, even if you don't feel thirsty. Aim for a cup of water every 20 minutes and avoid drinks with sugar, caffeine, or alcohol. Check your urine color. Dark yellow means drink more water. Stay cool by spending time in air-conditioned places. If your home is too hot, go to a mall, library, or cooling center, or take cool showers or baths. Wear lightweight, loose-fitting clothes in light colors and avoid strenuous activities when it's hottest outside. Stay connected by checking on others and asking for help. Talk to your doctor if you have a chronic condition or take medicine. And remember, don't leave children or pets in a parked car. Extreme heat is too dangerous to be invisible. Remember, stay hydrated, stay cool, stay connected. To learn more, visit redcross.org/heatcheck. Sponsored by the American Red Cross.
Lowe's knows hot deals help you get the most out of summer. Get up to 30% off select major appliances and get it delivered as soon as next day. Plus, get up to 30% off select patio furniture, grills, outdoor power equipment, and more. These end-of-season savings won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Valid on eligible in-stock orders in select locations. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here, along with Michael McDowell and Russell Jackman. Trivia question number two. What country consumes the most chocolate per capita?
I'm going to take a guess. You might think it's the United States, which would be one of the largest countries. I'm just going to say a country that produces exquisite chocolate, Switzerland.
And you are correct.
Okay. I was going to say Germany. I'm surprised.
But actually, it is Switzerland. Very good. All right. You guys are batting 1,000, the two of you. Continuing on with a little pro football. There's a lot of injuries going on, isn't there?
Very much so. I mean, you know, you can't really even get – the 49ers have a season's worth of injuries by game two.
Mm-hmm.
With the concussion now with Juszczyk and you know, as we already talked about with Purdy and Kittle being out and, you know, Juwan Jennings, who played, but he's been a question mark. And Ayuk has been out for and still out for, you know, a number of games. So, yeah, I know it's you know, if you're a fantasy football player, you know, you have to be really on your game because whoever you started in week one is probably not who you're starting in week three.
Well, yeah, that's true. And let's not forget that a team that has been really the perennial power the last several years, the KC Chiefs are 0-2, baby. They fell to Philadelphia, you know, and the Dallas Cowboys picked up a win. That's pretty good. But what I liked about the
a 69-yard field goal at the end of regulation.
They'll take it. They'll take it. But you know, Travis Kelce had a really bad game. I love that. I'm not a fan of his. You know, so the NFL, you know, it just started, but I think right now the Kansas City Chiefs are the big story at 0-2, the bottom of the AFC West. The Chargers are the best team in the AFC West right now, AFC West. And, you know, the question is, I know the 49ers 2-0, Cardinals 2-0, Rams 2-0, that's in the NFC West. And then you got, you know, Green Bay's 2-0. By the way, Jared Goff, a local kid from Marin County, Marin Catholic High School, had a phenomenal game against the team he just played. But he had five touchdown passes.
Yeah. I have a little theory about Travis Kelce. Okay, if you remember the first Rocky movie, what does Mickey tell him? Weekend legs. And so with Taylor Swift, I think maybe that's what's going on with, you know, maybe he's helping her plan the wedding and his mind's not on football. That's just my theory.
It also is like his 13th season in the NFL. He has played a lot of seasons. And I, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up because I was thinking, you know, we're kind of seeing sort of a changing of the guard at tight end. We're seeing a bunch of new tight ends come in like Kraft for the Colts. You know, guys are beginning to show up, a new set of tight ends as opposed to the ones that we've seen. Like guys like Mark Andrews, he hasn't played very well. And we're not getting, you know, Kittle's out for another 4 weeks. And so I think we're seeing, you know, Tonjes has picked up and played very well for the 49ers. And they had Farrell, who caught some big passes for him. So might be seeing kind of a changing of the guard of some of these, like what normally were the standard bearers, a tight end. Now a new crop is coming in.
Yeah, I mean, that could very well could be. I mean, Travis Kelce is on his way out, so that's not a surprise. You know, you look at, you know, speaking of the old guard, Russell Wilson is actually playing very well.
I know. He took a trip to the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, I don't know. The New York Giants. He's already has like 618 yards passing. I mean, you know, I mean, so some of these quarterbacks are, you know, playing pretty good. You know,
Daniel Jones. What about Daniel Jones's a game for the Colts? Yeah. Everyone had him written off, including me. And I didn't think he'd be a force. But, you know, the Colts, who I thought were completely, you know, dead in the water, are actually, you know, looking like they may be a force as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I think so. But, it's going to be an interesting season how this plays out. By the way, we didn't mention another key quarterback injury really ruined the game for the Minnesota Vikings. J.J. McCarthy's out for about 3 weeks with a sprained ankle. So they're going to use their backup, Aaron Jones. And, you know, it's injuries in the NFL, of course, are just kind of defensive lineman for the Buccaneers, Kalijah Kancey. Apparently, he's going to be out for the season. So injuries already plaguing teams. And, you know, you talk about Brock Purdy for the 49ers. You know, what's the deal with Mac Jones? Well, surprisingly, I was not confident at all with Mac Jones. I want to root for him because, you know, he's with our team now. He's a local kid from Bowles High School in Jacksonville. And, listen, you got to give a lot of credit to the defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh, because his game plans are right on the money. And I 100%, that's what saved the Niners. But they're going to have to continue to step up. Now, let's hope Mac Jones can perform. I'm just using them as an example. But there's a lot of teams. You know, you look what happened with Burrow. That's a big loss, man. That's a big loss. I mean, talk about a player with swagger. That guy's got swagger.
And isn't, like, the Dolphins, unfortunately, like, the whole season's gone already? They're just,
you know, they want to fire the coach.
Yeah.
And they want to fire the quarterback, but you can't fire the quarterback.
That's true. That's very true.
They're really stuck with Tua.
Yeah, the Dallas kicker, they're talking about sometime he probably will hit a 70-yarder. I mean, it's amazing.
It was really close. New York had Dallas right where they wanted him.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I scared some money. I apologize, but the kicker for the Jaguars in preseason, which I don't get it. It's still NFL football. He kicked the 70-yard field goal. There you were.
Yeah,
that?
I saw that. Yes.
In preseason, but the NFL doesn't consider that legit. Sorry, folks, that is legit. I don't care when you do it. It's still legit.
Yeah, it's true. The field doesn't change. You know, just because it's crazy.
Right.
They don't play as hard. I don't know, but probably not because you want to prove yourself. So, he'll just have to do it again. Give him another shot. And
that's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. I mean, 70 yards is a long. It's hard to throw a ball 70 yards, let alone kick one.
Equally amazing was the Chicago Bears picked up Jake Moody after the 49ers threw, you know, him on the trash pile. You know, I'm surprised that the Bears wanted him.
Well, you know, it's funny, too, because the Niners, the new kicker, he missed an easy field goal to begin with. And it was like, uh-oh, did we go
no, from an bad extra to point. Work? He missed an extra point.
Yeah, extra point. That's right. Well, and then he finally came through and made, like, 46-yarders and stuff. So that was
– Yeah, I know he looks fine. He's apparently one really of the most accurate kickers.
The freaking Bears are bad. They're 0-2. They're not playing very good football right now. So
no, but
there's
go
a lot
ahead
of...
and take Moody to make your odds better. That's one way to make your odds worse is if you add Jake Moody to the program. But you know,
you got to feel for these kickers because it's
you
like,
do.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's like when a quarterback, you know, throws an interception. Okay, well, he comes back, and you know, it's like, unless he's throwing five of them, right? But a kicker, it's like, listen, you got one little job to do. It's important. Don't mess it up. And you know, usually the teammates are pretty good about patting him on the back if he misses one. But I mean, the coaches, you know that they're kind of going, hey, listen, my job's on the line too. If you miss a field goal.
Jake Moody makes that extra point, and the 49ers win the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. They never go to overtime against the Chiefs, and they win a Super Bowl. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, you're only missing one point, but, you know, it's a critical point, and made the difference between whether the 49ers were champions or whether we're just hunting again for another ring. Who knows when that
was. It's like they won the first five Super Bowls they were in, and then they lose the next three. And two
been
of them the same team.
Been brutal. I mean,
yeah. Talking about the Niners?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean, look, all I ever knew is growing up being a Niners fan, oh, they go to the Super Bowl. We're, what, 5-0? And so every my expectation was, okay, we should be like 8-0 right now because we never lost. And, you know, we haven't won a Super Bowl over, what, 30-some years?
No.
1994.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like, you know, the when they lost to Baltimore, I mean, again, Harbaugh calling, you know, a throw when back then he had, you know, Colin Kaepernick had legs.
He had Frank Gore, even more important.
Yeah.
Harbaugh called the same play three times with Kaepernick.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, mix it up. Yeah, this is exactly. The Super Bowl. Just win, baby. I mean, borrowing Al Davis's tagline, but you know, it really does tick up. Hey guys, we also can't forget there's something called baseball, and
a little bit,
you know,
the Giants seem to have forgotten.
Yeah, the Philadelphia Phillies,
the Colorado Rockies are on a roll.
The Phillies clinched their second NL East title with a comeback over the Dodgers, and you know, the talking about the San Francisco Giants. I'll tell you what, man. Congratulations to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They've now surpassed them, and they're an inch closer to getting a playoff spot. Meanwhile, the Giants, you know, continue to do their thing, and it's not very well. So it's disappointing. So you know, it's going to be Dodgers, Padres, and maybe the Diamondbacks.
Well, Colorado's the worst team. Are they going to be the worst team of all time? Are we rooting for them? Why go this far? Why go this far with your record, Colorado, when you could just lose a few more games and become the worst team of all time? Just go ahead and do it.
Well,
they're only 43 games back. They're 41-109. I think that, I mean, talk about a bad team. Jeez. That's bad baseball. I mean, even the A's aren't as bad as the Colorado Rockies. In fact,
I was in Denver last month, and we happened to be very close to Coors Field, and so we were watching the game at a bar, and it was a really exciting game where they came back. It was like one of the few games that was a good game to watch. And everyone was all happy and everything. I tell you, you know, it was so cool because we walked to the stadium, and I'd never been there before. And we just asked one of the ushers, excuse me, I know everyone's walking out. Can we walk in just to kind of see what the field looks like? You know, just the audience. And he was really great. He just goes, yeah, sure, go ahead. I'm thinking that would never happen in San Francisco. Okay, guys, here's our third trivia question. What is the strongest muscle in the human body? What is the strongest muscle in the human body? That's our trivia question. And audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial because we're going to be coming back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd and Russell Jackman. Trivia question number 3. What is the strongest muscle in the human body?
Thigh?
The thigh? No.
I'm going to go with the, the buttocks.
No, it's the jaw. Wow. The jaw muscle. And for some of us, muscle is stronger than others. Yeah. Like, I guess, you know, your bite is, it's pound per square inch or whatever. Mike, really quickly, you wanted to say something about boxing.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't talk about it at all, but Terence Crawford became the first boxer, male boxer, in the four-belt era to hold unified division titles in three different weight classes. He just beat Carlos Alvarez in Las Vegas. So something we don't really talk about, but that's quite a feat.
Yeah, because Archie Moore had it in two different weight classes,
but four—that's pretty remarkable.
That's amazing, amazing. All right,
and still, what America would rather see is Mike Tyson against Floyd Mayweather.
That's true.
Totally agree.
I know, but in a little old, but still, I'm sure I wouldn't bet against him. All right, here's our thoughts of the day. You know, what if my dog only brings the ball back because he thinks I like throwing it? What about that? Huh? And why does a slight tax increase cost you $800 and a substantial tax saves you only $30? Is the way they phrase it, huh? What do you think?
Because you're getting money back instead of giving it out.
Maybe
anything you get back is like getting blood from a stone.
Ah, okay. Then there's your answer. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios, and rest in peace, Robert Redford.
Yes. That's right.